Yellow tower cranes are a big part of Seattle's landscape. They're all over downtown and Bellevue, and they're headed to new parts of the region. That prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Ben Lang. I live in University District in Seattle. I've heard that the only city in the world that has more cranes up right now is Dubai. Is that true? How many construction cranes are up in Seattle right now, and how does that compare to other cities in the world?
To answer Ben's crane-counting question, we sent out Carolyn Adolph of KUOW's Region of Boom team.
Dubai is like Las Vegas and Disneyland, all under construction at once. We're talking the tallest buildings on the planet, fantastical projects, hundreds of cranes. We're talking over 900. How can anyone compete? Seattle doesn't, which is why it is not second only to Dubai. Though one may be fooled while walking through South Lake Union, Seattle only has about 60 cranes, which is not at all close to the hundreds in Dubai. Seattle doesn't even have the most cranes in North America. That title goes to Toronto. They win at 80. But Toronto's situation is similar to Seattle's. Both cities have lots of million-dollar houses and people who can't buy them, so developers are building apartments and condos. Seattle does have more cranes than San Francisco and Los Angeles, and we're slightly ahead of Chicago, clocking in at around 50. What's interesting is to see cranes popping up well beyond Seattle's downtown.
I'm looking at three big cranes visible from my house right now.
This is Christopher Reed of Renton, who contacted us on Twitter about the construction near his place.
They're all yellow, and they get lit up red and green and blue at night. Looks pretty cool.
When I'm in my nursing home looking out the window, I hope to see the lights on it. Everybody's cranes in December.
This is Jackie Garner.
And our business name is Garner Construction.
And she's proud of how Seattle's cranes dress up for the holidays. Garner's company supplies the operators for many of the city's cranes. How many cranes is she operating?
16.
16? And there's like 60 in town and you've got 16.
That's correct. And if I've done it right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The list is up on a whiteboard in Garner's office.
17, actually. Sorry, 17.
17 cranes.
We have two more going up on next week. So by spring, we should have about 27 jobs.
So business is good. Garner says it feels like the boom before the Great Recession.
I think that this one probably will last a little bit longer. I think we're at least 5 or 6 years out of having a good economy for this.
And at Garner's company, they do it all.
We rent the crane, we erect the crane, we operate the crane, we maintain the crane, and we take the crane down.
How do cranes come down?
They're taken down in pieces, and they are then taken back to the yard, which is in Salem, where they go through them and make them ready for the next job.
So the cranes live in Oregon?
Yes. Yep.
But the cranes are not getting much time to rest, and it looks like they'll be stretching higher. The city of Seattle is raising building heights, first in the University District, then downtown and everywhere else. Part of a grand bargain with developers, exchanging more height for affordable units. However, you never hear anyone say they're building the world's tallest skyscraper in Seattle, or an underwater hotel, or a rotating condo building that's its own wind power station. All of that is happening in Dubai. For Local Wonder, I'm Carolyn Adolph with KUOW's Region of Boom team.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Ben Lang. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.